Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little niggero, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mack a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket, you could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sporting cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody say, I remember back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits, and the boomers with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back
in some days I sit and
back in the days. Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
What?
But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back
in some days, I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And everybody
but some
say,
days, I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
Well, might not be done tonight, Rob. I don't see one person popping up yet.
Dougie, y'all told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah.
Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but all my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, Joe the pill, gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
About them Bears, y'all. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Go Bears. Go Bears. All right, y'all. Y'all boys down there in Salem, no, still Alabama, down there, you know, they down there, and they definitely, boy, as soon as I get the show going, she coming. What, baby? I don't know what I'm here. Who we got? I've been sitting up here all day, and you come and crash my party now. Come on, put it down. Put it down. Put it down.
You know what time it is, nigga. You know.
Put it down.
Danger.
Get some water from there.
Danger. Get on the floor. The nigga right here. From the minute I get them, picking their shirt off, doing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got the gift to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make them feel it. Bitch, I've been on the job. Pull me out the pencil sharp. Bang! Like that suit in the purple off.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Too long, but I'm back home. But look here, y'all, we gonna just hang out a little bit tonight. Ain't nothing special, ain't too much to talk about. We got our brothers down there still out of my mama. Try to go and look up some video. They was just live. I had to come on and start the show, so I didn't get a chance to hang on to the live. I know they should be about ready to race now. They supposed to start the shootout or whatever, and hopefully we can see some and talk about it and share the information as it go down, you know. So, hey, that's the thing. That's the action we should have tonight. I hope our boys had luck down there. I heard there's some heat down there. They see them boys down there showing out a little bit there, you know. So I hope they be okay. I didn't see the ghost down there. You know they need to take that stinger down there to keep the heat off of the rest of the boys, man. They gonna show out without the unfriendly ghost down there, man. You got us. You know, we got Von them down there, Ryan down there. Heard Ryan so far having a little bad luck as far as tuning with the car right now. But I'm pretty sure they'll get it right and get a chance to do some things. And well, let's hope for the best anyway, and they all come home safe. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, main reason I opened up this show tonight, I got a couple of phone calls. One was Sean Drag Talk. Y'all know he having his event tomorrow. It's going to be kind of chilly, but I hope y'all be able to go out there and support him. You know, he is one of the brothers that's been around for a long time. And last year, if I recall, I was in the hospital when his event went down, and he was mentioning that it was a same kind of weather that it is, you know, tomorrow, last year. So he said also that he might have to try to change his date up to about July because he ain't having that luck. That global warming ain't sticking around on the weekends he need them to be. I mean, we have had times where We have had times where this time of the year we have what we call Indian summer, and it might come back. You know, most of the time it get cold like this, and then all of a sudden it'll come and stay warm for 2-3 weeks at a time, and real comfortable type weather. So, you know, we'll see if that's going to happen. That's why most of the time the track been closed until November. Oh, shit. Sorry, y'all. But I'm trying to. I took that bandage off too fast. It looked like I'm bleeding a little bit there. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're going to try to find some things to talk about. And anybody get them videos going. Get them videos going. See if we can pick up some lives down there. And let's try to keep up with what's going down there and steal. Alec Dami. You know. Yeah, Band-Aid muscle. Yeah, boy. My boy Chuck asked me to come on tonight, too. He said he wasn't going to have nothing to do. I said, no, he ain't going to be on time, no, but, you know. I'm finna go to the videos and put a, try to watch the boys, see if I can pick up something, man. Still alive. We got a... Now, I know this got to be behind because it was right there when I turned off of it. Yeah, this is live. Oh, they got Babylon finna come up, y'all. I don't know who this is live. Does this have a good? I hate to click it back and then can't get it back. And down there in Steele, Alabama, y'all. That sound like Forever Grudge. Yeah, man, anybody want to join me? All you do is put your hand up. Oh, that ain't going to worry about it, y'all. I'm just trying to do a little something tonight. Actually, I really want to kind of back off almost till we get our stuff together, you know, and get into some action, man. You know, ain't really nothing to talk about. Ain't nobody else stuff to talk about. And I really like to be talking about our stuff, man. Eventually it's going to come, just got to be patient. Sometimes plans you put together just don't go come out right. All right, that's a bad run. Truck went down the track by itself. Little red wagon. That's 10. That's up. You think? Mm-hmm. 18%. No, I don't think that's ever good. Guy said he only got 18%. Let me see if I can go back. Calvin Gordon. Oh, KJ Films. That's who I'm watching there. KJ Films. He's sitting down, setting his camera up down there. He's Yes, sir. Anybody heard anything about anything happening down there so far since they've been down there yesterday, today? Any grudge races take place y'all know about? Hit the one button and talk about it. Boy. Boy. Yeah, you can tell I missed them a couple of weeks because we real showed on Patreon tonight. Everybody probably got their face in line trying to see some. Yes, sir. Y'all text y'all friends and let them know that the Big Eddie show on tonight. See if we can get some people to come in and participate and share what they see on the videos with us. Y'all text the people and let the people know that we on. Uh-oh, see, it didn't. All of a sudden, the boys start filling up. I'm trying to look at these videos, so if y'all put your hand up and I don't answer right away, y'all give me a second, because I'm trying to watch videos, too, and trying to watch the boys. So don't get upset thinking they ain't trying to open you up. I'm just trying to watch some videos, too, so if I see something I can talk about. I ask y'all again, if anybody got a chance to see some anything about what went down earlier, you know, did anybody grudge race or whatever, you know, what happened down there? Could you hit the one button and come on and talk about it? I'm looking to the left right now. I'm waiting for a hand to come up. Somebody come on in here and join me. I wonder where my people were at. Big Ma, Kid, Rob. Come on here, bud. Where y'all at, man? Chuck my duck. Y'all the luck. They're dragging the track now. They're doing the track, prepping the track, y'all. KJ Films. Man, where the home team at down there? I don't see nobody yet. I know they're there. Saw them earlier. Man trying to get his bet on. Where y'all at? Come on in and talk to me, man. Who got them video cameras going? Who looking at them live? Who looking at them live? Oh, somebody is raising a hand. All right.
What's going on,
what up? I ain't nothing too much, man. What's happening, Bert?
No, we're over here trying to copper so they can get to the. So they get to the event tomorrow. I don't know what they.
Oh, okay.
Call me late for how to do this. I'm gonna be up all night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
You know,
pretty chilly out there tomorrow, but it's supposed to be dry though, right?
Yeah, but the weather gonna be perfect because it's gonna be like 60.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. That ain't gonna be too bad until the night starts falling. Then our tail's in trouble.
Right.
So you better bring a jacket.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They sure do that one. Yeah, I won't be able to join y'all tomorrow. Son, I told him yesterday.
No,
I won't be able to get out there.
I'm having
some real mobility issues right now, man. I got people trying to help me out to get situated where I can even get in and out the house, man.
Oh, man. Oh, no, now. Come on, now. Get your exercise on. Get the little barbell and start working them joints in you.
I've been doing that, but it seems like I ain't getting no response. It's like I'm getting weaker. Yeah, I understand
it,
man.
Get in a tub full of hot water and put the Epsom salt in there.
Yeah, man.
You know what I say?
Oh, yeah.
Hot tub of water.
Yeah.
So, ooh-wee.
Yeah, I love that, man. I even got one of them walk-in tubs, and I can't get up to it. It's upstairs. I ain't got my bathroom upstairs and downstairs. I'm in my front room, man. I can't get to my bathroom. Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to get yourself back. Come on.
I'm fighting,
I haven't got a chance to meet you like I want to meet you. I saw you at a big drag thing, but I was holding money.
Yeah.
So DDN was named correct.
Right.
Yeah, so
yeah,
hey,
man.
I'm going to try to make it to the track
hopefully
tomorrow.
I can get straight. Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it to the track tomorrow. I'm looking for Mark, Fat Mark, in the daytime with an LED light.
I don't know if Mark looking.
It should be too hard to find, right?
Mark might be listening, but he's probably at work, so.
Yeah, but he ain't going to hit that one button because he don't want to do that. He keep ducking. But it's all good.
Yeah.
I got his number now.
Oh, yeah.
He just want to feel like he a part of something, so I play with him a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't taking it serious no more.
There you go.
Yep. Hey, everybody might be down there where Zayn them at.
Yeah, I know they down there. I seen Skin and all of them down there.
Yeah.
They down there. Yes, sir. I ain't mad at them.
Your line is dry right now.
Yeah, well, I didn't think nobody's going to even come on by me missing a couple of weeks, but the line they got, the board they got pretty full now. I figure some people be on here looking at the videos too and talking about what happened that they know earlier. But I guess don't nobody know nothing. Supposedly went down earlier, you know. And nobody came on and said
Jamie
anything about
really
that.
Think I'm
well.
Right. He said, scan them down there, Big Ed. I know Jamie wish he wasn't there. He just got his back over there.
Who?
Shitting off, just lost. I can't remember the car. It's some child. Some car out there they call some child. Star child or baby child or something.
Oh, man.
They put the slops on it. Forever Gruis got it. I'm trying to go back through it and see. It's live right now. That was 30 minutes ago. He was live. That about 30 minutes ago, when Jamie got his back broke. My man, boy, he having bad luck with fentanyl. They should name that kind of fit. They should name it fentanyl. They should name it fentanyl. Fentanyl is bad.
Come on, brother. Yeah,
Jerry, my man, that's my nigga, boy. When fentanyl came by.
Fentanyl.
I mean, he got to be over 19 for sitting on. And he's going to start calling this kid yes. He said, no, y'all.
Yeah, man.
And he told me, I think I'm a son. I said, Tony wrecked today. I think he done wrecked his car again.
Damn.
What's that car, pocket chain?
Yeah.
He didn't hit. Yeah, I think he didn't hit the wall or something. Was like a shame.
Wow. Yeah, he can hear that news.
Yeah.
God damn, look like this motherfucker been bagged up to the Christmas tree. He got red lights in the front of his car.
Man, say he look a big market at daytime.
Look like a Mustang and a orange Malibu.
Yeah.
That's KJ Film. I don't know. I think Forever Grudge might be on too.
I'm timing for the win. I don't know what kind of time in, but time one.
I wonder if Vaughn's still in the shootout.
Must be pretty cool. It must be pretty nippy down there, because I bet you got a coat all zipped up. They said chicken was dropping down there. It must have been dropped.
Yeah.
Well, Sergeant Ryan can make the trip, or he's going to be trouble for him.
Yeah. I'm a little old Sergeant Ryan doing.
Sarge trying to get that car right.
Oh. Yeah, I heard he had a few issues
right
now.
Sarge got a TikTok locked in. He got a, what's it called, Grandma Graham locked in. Jesse James locked
too, right?
in. I think he got some. He got somebody. I think he got four races locked in.
I never knew that his shit.
Yeah.
He must have needed his camera. Yeah.
Look, he needs to tap these chairs again.
Yeah.
Man, him and Tate trying to get their hustle on. They got four races locked in.
Yeah. Old Tate didn't take that unfriendly ghost down there, though, did he?
Nah, I don't think they took that friend. They work. They changed all the time working well. Sarge right there.
Yeah. I seen Double D down there. I know he was down there earlier. I saw him. That was yesterday. He was down there yesterday. I wonder if he got anything locked. This guy got his camera muted. It looks like they got some cars down there. AB, you need the big boys down there? Oh, I got a mute sign. AB, could you hear me? Hey, y'all even hear me? Anybody even hear me?
My mic open, Big Eddie?
Yeah, could you hear me? Could you hear me, kid?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. You got me confused, man, because I guess the guy with the camera, he got a big old mute sign up here. I guess he got his camera muted, and then all of a sudden it was like, couldn't nobody hear me? I'm like, oh, shit.
No, I can hear you.
How you doing, kid?
Oh, I'm doing all right. That was stepchild that stepped off in Fentanyl's ass.
Oh, okay.
And Vaughn, is they going to the final? Or is they in the semi? They might be going to the finals in the shootout.
Let me see if I can find somebody on live, man, because he got that shit muted.
Yeah, Forever Grudge down there and the other boy.
Yeah, this
is
yeah. KJ Films or some shit like that.
Yeah, KJ Films.
That's the one it got. Yeah, he got it muted. And Forever Grudge has got one where he was live. I don't see no live on him right now. Yeah, man. I'm out of everybody's way, huh?
Did the feds catch up with your boys, Eddie? Or they got away?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like they might have got away, man. They said it was boys and girls, right?
I don't know how many it was, but they must have had a plan they wanted to. Dumb motherfucker.
So Vaughn's still in there. There's four cars left in the shootout. Say Vaughn's still in.
Well, it's four cars? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the finals or semis.
Yeah.
They got to run TikTok.
Uh-huh. It's
Yep, it's a little chilly down that way too.
Yeah, sir.
It done got night down there now. It might be no more about 55 degrees.
You think it got down to 50s down there?
It might be.
They got some cars down there, though.
Yep. They'll probably be slipping and sliding in about another hour.
Yeah.
This time of year, you can't sit around all day, goddamn, and try to race at night. You got to go and get your race over with.
You got to get it on, yeah. Oh, somebody got a hand up. Let me open this mic up.
What up,
Greg Nation? What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Yeah.
What's going on, kid? A little late, man.
Not much.
Man, running around with this chicken with his head cut off right now, man.
I heard that.
It's rough, man, but... I knew Eddie say, I ain't gonna have no show now if you ain't. I was just telling the wife, I said, man, I gotta hear him get on here. I said, because Eddie better hung up if he ain't hung up already. Like, let me hurry up, man.
I was just gonna sit up here and watch the videos and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I'm on, man. Because it's gonna get cold. It's gonna be chilly tomorrow, but it's gonna get cold late on in the afternoon. So I sure hated to do it, man, but I had to go ahead and cancel the bracket race. And I hated to do it, but it's cold out. But next year, when we do this race, it's gonna be hot outside. I guarantee that one.
Yeah,
definitely gonna be hot. Yeah. We're changing the dates, and so I'm switching around from the no prep, our no prep race to the cancer burden. They were switching them around, so
yeah.
So we don't have to deal with this, and we just it's gonna work out, man. It's gonna work out, you know.
We're still
gonna have
sure.
a good time tomorrow. We're still gonna have a good time. We still got the small tire shootout, big tire shootout. Street style shootout, and this big money regular golf cart race, man. All female golf cart race.
All
for that money. Yeah, we got an all female golf cart race, man. It's $500 on top of the pot, $25 buy in, and so far, it's about five or six. No, it's five right now. So somebody gonna have a buy, but it's still early. Still early. So tomorrow. We'll see who all getting in it. And we got the gates opening up at 8 o'clock in the morning. The track should be hot between 9:30 and 10. And test and tune all day long. We got some of the baddest motorcycles, man. These guys ain't playing, man. I done talked to at least 12 guys today on motorcycles, man. And they wanted me to put together a bike shootout. And season finale bike shootout. So we put it together for them. They pretty much told us what they was looking for, and all parties agreed. And man, it's so much easier to do it that way, man. I wish we can get these cars the same way. All parties agreed to everything, and it's like, oh man, that was just like picking up a baby, man. But kid, don't work that way with these cars, man. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know, kid. But you know, some races can get off easy. But you know, so and then we was trying to run Kevin tomorrow. We didn't hurt the transmission in drag talk. We didn't hurt the transmissions and the trans exploded in Marlow Stanfield. So I have I'm gonna have a little Bishop. I have a little Bishop there. Little Bishop gets. Hey kid, you know why I named him little Bishop?
Why is that?
You know, you can see that movie Juice with Tupac.
Yeah.
The old movie with Juice. Yeah. Remember he was Bishop, and you know Bishop was crazy.
You know? Okay.
Hey, that's the same thing. That's the same thing with this truck we call. That's why we call it little Bishop. Man, this sucker sat outside in the backyard for 2 years. 2 years, man.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, man, that's just gone, and you know we had to move it. And move it out the way, and because the slicks had started digging into the mud, you know. So we decided to go in and move it, and I stuck the key in it. And when I stuck the key in it, to release the steering wheel, so it unlocked the steering wheel, the lights and stuff came on inside. I said, I know damn well his battery ain't charged. It's been 2 years, but it's got alternator. It's a little daily driver truck, man, you know. Then I turned that key. That sucker fired up. I said, what? I said, man, no problem. I started up and pulled it on in and shut it off, and that sucker wouldn't shut off. Like, what the hell? It started right up with
you. You got your male Christine there. Call it Christopher.
Hey, man. I didn't know what the hell was going on. We tried to So I unhooked the battery, but it's got alternator in it, so, you know, it kept running. I was like, damn it, the hell going on here? So I set the cable back on the battery. I said, man, I'm going to cut the fuel off on it. You know, I know it'll shut off then. And when I put the battery back on, it just instantly just shut off. I said, that was crazy.
Yep.
Man, I go in the house. We went in the house. And came back out. We came back out, man, and the truck ran for about 15, 20 minutes, just sitting there running. You know, come back out, man, everything in it. I'm like, man, the air not even down in the slicks, man. I said, something ain't right with this, man. So, you know, we did a burnout in the driveway. Did a little burnout in the driveway. I said, man, this sucker ain't missing a tune or missing nothing. So we take it to the track, get right to the track, man. This sucker won't start, man. Like, what the hell? They changed the starter on it, the starter good on it, man. I was like, man, put new battery. I even ran new cables, new positive and negative cables, man. This is hell, man. I'm like, something ain't right with this. Put the battery charge on it, man. I'm like, started right up. It's been starting up ever since. I said, man, this sucker here crazy. Yeah, I'm calling this sucker Bishop. That's what we did. We started calling it Bishop, little Bishop.
Yep.
We don't have that at the truck. And so now, look, so now we're on our way to go put it on the trailer so we get it ready. And this sucker better start. If it don't start, I'm going to be mad as hell then. But just in case, I got it. I got a jump box for it. Got the jump box, everything. I'm taking everything with me tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to, yeah. As I call it, little Bishop, man. I said, this sucker here crazy, but we got some cars, man, that just ain't fast enough to run in neither one of them classes. They more of just a regular, more of a regular daily driver, you know. These street style cars, you know, they can get pretty fast too, you know. So I got a couple guys that ain't got, you know, all fitting about the same category, you know, as far as you know, some little daily driver cars. So. We put the something together for that, man. We're just doing $100 buy-in, and look at these folks, man. Oh, that's the car that they hit. That's that BMW. Hey, have y'all seen that BMW they've been posting up on Instagram, man, with all the diamonds and rhinestones and stuff on it? It's supposed to be worth $1 million. We just passed it. That's on the damn rhinestone.
A BMW?
Yeah, BMW. Yeah, it's I don't know the name of that BMW. It's a BMW. It's all on Instagram and stuff, man. It's got all these supposed to be. It's got diamonds. They put somebody spent some money had diamonds put on the car. You know, it's got rhinestones in it, but it's got diamonds in the middle of the hood, or what they call the trunk.
Yeah.
And yeah, they put real diamonds, mixed real diamonds in there with grindstones on it. It's only you just not passing.
Do they drive it around or what?
Yeah, they driving it now. Yeah, that's what made me miss them. Okay. We just rolled past. We downtown now, coming through downtown Chicago now.
Oh, okay.
And,
You better be trying to get to the garage. You better be trying to get him in the garage, cause this nigga will carjack his ass.
Mad about that one, kid.
Shit, man, nigga. Niggas don't buy none. They don't buy none.
No, sir. Nope. Not at all. Man, you already know, kid. They ain't playing, man. There's some crazy folks out here. I've been talking to folks. It's now the problem I got now is it ain't a problem for me. I already told them what the deal is. You know, I told everybody, and I said every year, I don't play favoritism. I don't care who you are. You know, I don't care if you're my sister or my brother. I don't play favoritism, but I'm gonna be as fair as possible. You know, and right now we got a guy that's posting stuff up on Facebook, man, that I'm not right because I'm not letting him get in the street style shootout. You know, I've already told him. I've told him on Facebook, and I told him, you know, when they called me with it. I said there is no side exhaust cars in the street style class, you know. Reason being because they twin turbos, and most of them twin turbo cars with the side exhaust are way too fast. I ain't saying everybody is super fast with the side exhaust, but those was the rules that we made for the street style, you know. And you got, and for the street style, it's all steel, all glass. You can have a fiberglass bumper, you know, have a fiberglass hood. That's not a problem, you know. And it had to be two seats, whether you got the driver's seat and the passenger seat or the driver's seat and the back seat. It don't matter. As long as you got two seats, factory dashboard, you know, stock location, you know, no mini tub, no backhead cars, you know, for the street style. For the small tire class, that's all, that's the rules. Small tires, no wheelie bars, no peckers. And the man got a 29-inch tire on the Mustang. He got a 29-inch tire, Lexan windows, fiberglass front end. And he got the exhaust coming out the hood. And he said, I got the rules. I'm like, out the hood, out the side, it's still the same thing, man. It's still no out exit, you know. And, you know, he's trying to argue with me about, but it's coming out the hood, it's not coming out the side. It's the same thing, man. Now, if I'm wrong, kid, you know, I value your opinion there. Value your opinion on that. If I'm wrong, you know I change the rules.
Did you explain to this person your rules?
Yep. And it's on the clock.
Anything else you need to say? You know, explain your rules. Anything else you need to say?
Then he say, well, why don't we just ask the crowd tomorrow during the driver's meeting? Ask them what? I've already told you the rules.
Right. If you don't explain the rules to them, there's nothing else to talk about.
Man, then he started telling me that this guy, his car don't fit the rules. I'm like, huh? He's got four wheels. I didn't say four wheels couldn't get in. It's a factory car. Brand new at that, kid. Brand new. He got four wheels. That ain't got nothing to do with that. And he on regular tires, no slicks. No drag radios. He's got regular factory tires.
Well, see, some people are hard to understand. They want it like Burger King, have it your way. But you don't explain your rules to them, ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, man.
You can take your ass on down the street or whatever. I'm glad as you trying to explain it to him.
Kid, I didn't got tired, man. I believe me, man. I'm trying to. I already gave the rules. That's it, man. I ain't.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping he don't
like
call
said, you don't explain your rules to them. There's nothing else to talk about.
Man,
boy, because you ain't going to never satisfy everybody. Somebody going to have something to shout about.
Yep. And it's, you know, I hated to cancel the bracket race out. And then I had one of the bracket races say, well, I would just cancel out one of the shootouts. Well, why would I do that? It's a grudge event.
I'm going to explain something to you. I don't mean to cut you off, though. Well, years ago, it was this dude I know. He went before a judge, right?
Uh-huh.
And the judge gave him 10 years. And he told the judge, he said, Your Honor, he said, I can't do all no 10 years. You know what the judge told him?
What's
he said,
that?
Just do what you can, son. And left it at that.
Hell no. I ain't never heard that one, kid.
Yeah, well, you don't heard it now. He told the judge, Your Honor, I can't handle 10 years. The judge told him, said, just do what you can then. We ain't going to worry about it.
That's right.
Oh, man.
We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Right. Oh, man. Man, I so hope he understands, because.
Yeah, well.
Ain't nothing else, you know.
Yep.
And I mean, I had I did get to talk to a couple of bracket racers, you know, the ones that was talking about coming. I had five guys for sure that was coming. And I said, well, man, you know what? Due to the weather, you know, the temperature's supposed to drop a lot more about 6-7 o'clock. So.
Yep.
I say, so that'll give me time to get the shootouts done, you know. And I said, well, I have to cancel the bracket races. He said, well, will it be test and tune? I said, it'll be test and tune all day. He said, well, we can still come and test and tune. I said, yeah. He said, oh, well, hell, okay, no problem. We still coming. I said, all right. Talked to my guys in
Canada. That wouldn't be them Hicks boys, is it?
Oh, no. The Hicks boys coming. The Hicks family coming. And Chris went out his way, man. Went out of his way trying to get his car together. Then took off work.
Mm-hmm.
Chris said, man, I don't care if it's just us at the track. I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
And Chris, man, I'm going to smell me some race gas, smell me some rubber, he said, and I'm going down that track. I said, my man.
Yep.
And so he got Stu bringing his Nova. I think that's a 80, 70, no, it's a 70-something. I'm not for sure what year it is. But it's got a 28-inch stick with woolly bars on it. And watch him lead that. So he definitely coming, man. So they even got some guys. Do you know them Dodge boys that be at the Grove? I can't remember their name. Man, I can't remember their names.
No, I don't,
right,
Sean.
They brothers. They two brothers. And they got a couple Dodges. Man, I cannot remember their names. You know them, though, kid. You know
them. I probably know if I see them.
Right. Well, they bringing one of them got a Cornet, and then they got the white something. I don't even know what that Dodge is. But when I say this thing is clean inside and out, got all the factory interior, radio still working the car, factory dashboard, everything the way it came from the factory is in the, as far as the interior is in the car. And everything works just like it should. Except he say this don't have a he don't have the air conditioner in the car. And they coming in looking for action. They coming looking for action, man. So we're gonna make it work. But most of all, man, I'm getting more people asking me about Mama D's Kitchen and savor the flavor with them donuts. I mean them taco egg rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Hand rolled taco egg rolls, man, off the chain.
Yep.
Yes. But
well,
we're going to have a good time. Who grandbaby
is
that? That's your grandbaby, Eddie?
Yeah, she over here now. She back.
Hey, Eddie, we got a serious problem on my hands right now. I'm talking about a serious problem.
Uh-oh. You
know, my grandson is 5. We call him High Rod. That boy, man, he would sit there and watch racing on YouTube all day long.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that,
yeah,
that's
hold
my
on.
Man. That's
got
my
a call buddy. Coming in.
Go ahead. Oh, I thought he had a call coming. He got a call on his personal one. Okay. But, kid, we got my grandson, man. He didn't call. My daughter called me. He was on the phone, and he said, we racing today, Papa. I said, no, that's tomorrow. He said, oh, well, come get me today. I don't know how I'm going to do that one, man. I said, hey, kid, I can't watch you, man. Yeah, he want me to come get him. He said, well, we racing today. I said, no, that's tomorrow. He said, well, come get me. Come get me, Papa, so we go racing tomorrow. I said, man, I can't watch you and try to run the race and everything, too, at the same time. He said, I watch myself. I said, oh, no, hell no. Now, I got to see the problem because she done called twice. And he's talking about some, well, he want to know what you going to do. I said, ain't you the mama? What you mean he want to know what I'm going to do? I just told him. I can't watch you. So he going to say, just come get me. You get to the track, Eddie, ain't no leaving for him until the last car is going out the track.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, I don't know. I've got to figure something out, man. Figure something out. Yeah, we're going to figure something out.
Yeah.
But we still got a lot of people, man. A lot of the races that's still coming. Got a few of them went out of town. And, yeah, still got some awards for giving out, honoring a few people, you know, and we're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Like you said, kid, you know what? I can't please everybody, but I can be fair as possible.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
That's all I'm going to do, man. I hate that the weather ain't in our favor the way we want it to be, but sorry, come July. Watch this one in July.
Uh-huh.
But our vendors are still coming, so we're going to have plenty of food there that they're going to be selling. We got Mama D's Kitchen, turned up fine this morning, barbecue sauce. We got Savor the Flavor coming with them damn taco egg rolls. Hey, kid, they melt in your mouth, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to
have to try egg roll.
Yeah, it's a taco hand rolled in an egg roll. But the egg roll itself has flavor in it. You can eat the damn egg roll by itself without the damn meat and stuff in it. It's from, they're pretty good.
Where are they from? They here?
Grand Rapids. No, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, they come in every year. They also sponsor them vendors of the race, so they come every year. And they was kind of hoping, you know, that it was warmer. But I mean, we all wish it was warmer, but, you know. Come on, man. Yeah, everybody on this dog on the expressway riding, and they got one person wants to do 20 miles per hour. Man. Kid, I'm going to tell you, get there early, man, as possible. We got a few things that we're going to be giving away. We got a kid race. Hey, kid, somebody asked me, why don't you do 50 and over? I said, man, look, I said, you better get the M&Ms out there first. Take them out of 54-foot race. Man, yeah, you better get the M&Ms out there. Ain't going to happen. I guarantee somebody going out.
Going out to be a accessory to a heart attack.
Oh, man. I just watched it. Boy, you better get the ambulance out there first. There's somebody going out. I guarantee it. Guarantee somebody a 50 and up foot race. Yeah, okay. definitely gonna do it. We're definitely doing it for the kids, man. We gotta get some for them, and but I still got a couple of junior dragsters that's coming out. They still gonna have their thing, man. So we gonna have a good time, man.
Sean, I don't think you knew Mimi from back in the day, did you?
Yeah, I knew Mimi, man. I ran Nene. Mimi.
Oh, yeah.
I foot raced him. Yeah, and when I was a kid, I don't know how old he was, and I raced him at US 30.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And that's when I said, man, that's one of the fastest men I ever seen. I couldn't believe, but I was a teenager, and I just didn't think he could beat me.
Yep, back in the day, Rabbit used to be pretty fast on his feet.
What? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Man, I did not know that kid. Yeah, I didn't know Rabbit even foot race, man. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now, I think somebody else fast on his feet, too, man. And probably still is to this day. The two of them, Chris and Chris.
Hey, Sean, how are you looking for tomorrow? What time the gates open?
And Mr. B.
Hey, Sean, somebody asked you a question.
What happened?
What time your gates open tomorrow?
8:00.
All right.
8:00,
I'm
going to drive at 12:30. That cat's wearing the walk gonna start at 1:00, man. I don't care what's going on. It's too cold out to be playing around, so it's gonna start at 1:00. The shootout gonna start right after we do that walk. I might let them, but it's gonna be test and tune all day long, so.
Yeah, Mr. B's daddy used to be fast on his feet back in the day too, Brian. I mean, Sean.
I did not know that.
I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah,
right?
I knew him, but I didn't know he was fast on his feet.
Yeah.
What? I was missing around. I thought I knew some stuff.
You know it.
I didn't know that. Hey, Freaky Boy, I didn't know you was on the phone. Sitting back in the cup, Freaky.
Fuck her.
I don't hear Preachy. Where are you at?
Come right here.
Mm-mm.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Sound like you were sleeping.
I was. I had just thought about Eddie's show, and I wanted to make sure everything was good. So I know we'll be there tomorrow, but like I said, this cold weather and this shit just ain't working for me and my leg. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Just putting the ass whooping on me.
I'm dead like you told my mama. My mama's talking about, I'm still coming. Now, how you going to come? Never mind.
Man, I'm going to be there to show out. If I show up, you know I'm coming to show out.
You bringing that golf cart?
Yeah, I'm going to bring the golf cart.
Hey, April's sitting right here. She said you better not move.
I was gonna give her something fast to dry tomorrow.
She laughed.
Hell, I know. Hey, listen. I know if I give her my golf cart, she's gonna split the money.
Uh-oh. Hey. She laughing so hard she can't breathe now.
Oh, that's fine. So at least we keep the money in the family.
Hey, she's just smiling right now.
Okay.
Hey, she might have to get on your golf cart, but that's what I got. I got the battery charger sitting for the 29 kids. I'm like, yeah.
I thought you said no electric golf cart.
It ain't electric. Ours is, it's gas, but the battery in it ain't no good. And I've been so busy, I ain't get time to go get no battery.
That's why I'm going to let her drive mine.
So,
I'm going to let her drive China White Jr.
Boy, she might catch the wheels with that one.
That's what I want her to do. We need a check. Because I'm fucked up. I don't know about her position. I ain't got no lady to let drive it, so I'd rather her be on it.
Man.
I ain't got to worry about nobody losing control.
What you say, Mike?
I don't want nobody that can lose control.
I know that's right. That sucker must be awful fast, then.
It happens.
Hey, I've seen some crazy things on them golf carts, trust and believe. Them boys down in the DMV got a golf cart with Willy bars on it, man. And a clutch. I ain't never seen no golf cart with Willy bars and a clutch, man.
Yeah, but they don't have the same motor on there. They don't have a golf cart motor on there.
That's why I emphasize regular golf cart. Regular gas golf cart.
Right, because listen, I got a friend right here in Chicago. Got a golf cart.
Hey, y'all.
Fuck us all up. And then
it's
got
Lisa Zell, now, man. I'm trying. Hold away, man.
That's just a boogie.
Oh, man. I don't know how them people doing it, man. They got these golf carts, man. Spend all this money in it. Yeah. No, man. I can't go off like that. I'm good with what we got. Driving around.
He comes.
They just made a pass.
They?
They just put somebody in the truck.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to holler at y'all. Know he was up.
Yeah, I'm driving.
They just put the truck just now.
Okay, and the brown truck.
An orange truck or a brown
truck
or something? Truck.
Stop.
That's
what
he was locked in for.
I gotta mute my mic,
y'all. Oh, he was locked in?
Yeah, he was locked in with that truck.
They finna go back to the shootout in a few minutes.
What stock they running with, his car or the boot?
Huh?
I think it's Camaro.
Okay. Yeah, bro, it was
Camaro.
It wasn't even a race, man.
It wasn't even race. He was in his green Camaro, a solo pass.
Yep.
He was testing and tuning.
Oh, man.
And somebody
I thought it was a test pass.
I just told y'all, I ain't going to lie about nothing, man.
Wait, baby, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, he ain't playing.
Look to do it.
Yeah. Man. If we wasn't having this event this weekend, I swear I'd have been down there right along with him.
You know what? I would have been down there, too, if I didn't feel. Listen, I've been feeling bad for the last few days, so I didn't want to go too far.
Oh, I feel you there. Feel you there, man.
Here come another great race, y'all.
Who is that?
I think it's Dirty Diana. I ain't sure yet. Hold on. I'll tell you 1 minute. I'll tell you in 1 minute.
Yeah, he way down the track. I can't tell what that is up there.
What video y'all looking at?
Is this KJ Film?
No, these are two Hellcat. A Hellcat and a Camaro look like.
The Hellcat wouldn't happen to be black, is it?
Huh?
The Hellcat ain't black.
It's a foot brake.
No,
it's a foot brake race.
It's a purple one and a maroon Camaro.
Okay.
They said it's a foot brake race. A foot brake.
Okay. No, I don't know that. I don't know that with them cars. Hey, what happened to B-Fin, man? Y'all going to have B-Fin there tomorrow?
Yeah, that's my whole get up. That's what I'm gonna be in tomorrow.
Okay. Shit. Y'all might be getting a shootout then, man. Somebody need to get that money.
Huh?
I'm too slow with it. Y'all might be getting this in the street style shootout. We too slow. And everything
how
else is broke.
How much did you get in?
200.
Open your mic
what?
Up,
we
Chuck. Come on
in
here, man.
Playing with the car. Gotta give us some test and tune time. How many people you got so
man.
Far? What's the pot to win?
It's 1,000 on top of that pot. But four, five,
it's
I think
much?
Right now.
Oh, 1,000 on top of the pot. 1,000 on top of the pot, and how much is the win? How many cards you got so far?
Four or five.
Oh, somebody broke. Somebody sitting on the side.
Yeah, you said you got, I couldn't hear you. You said you got what many cards?
It's four and possible five. So
okay,
far.
We might get in it. Okay, we might get in it if it ain't nothing nasty. As long as that white Mustang
right.
ain't in it.
White Mustang.
Mike Medino.
Do Mike got side exhaust?
We got side exhaust.
Oh shit, man! Y'all gotta get a street style. I mean, we no side exhaust in the street style.
Oh. Okay.
And y'all ain't turbo either.
No, we can't get in there next to we ain't got that type of car. I just. Fucked around and broke the other header, and then we just put that shit on there. So, that it shows out.
I done been there. That's why I got side exhaust on there now. It came with the body when I'm a fan of it. That's why I've been trying to get rid of the car. I mean, it's a good car, but I want more of a street style car now, man. I don't care if it's a Mustang. I really want a bet.
Oh, man, what do we do?
I wish I had put the truck together because I was trying to get the.
No,
I should have put the truck back together and run the truck, but it's okay. Like I said, I just ain't been chilling.
I'm gonna have a little bitch there, man. The little maroon truck, not the red one.
That Mustang must have took all the rain out there, sir.
I just ain't been feeling good enough.
Damn. Throw the whole rear end up out. One of them Hellcats.
I'm trying to see. No, it looked like a Mustang. He gone away from it now. Let that close. Stop it.
Man, they ain't playing down there. They are not playing. They not crying about this. No.
He done walked into a bad spot. Now the signal ain't good. He's freezing up and stuff.
I had that problem down at Steele. Had that problem down further toward the track for some reason. The phone gets acting crazy.
Yeah, it's straightened out now. It's still moving, so it's straightened out.
Yeah, you stay down toward the tower, you're good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I thought that was just me, though, my phone. I was trying to eat this Polish and talk at the same time.
I'm going to look at the racist y'all and go on mute for a little while, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Man, Big Ed, I wish you could make it, man.
Man, I wish I could, too.
Found him phone call. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's all right. He's just been working so much. And, with everybody else is asleep, he at work. So when I was calling him, he's asleep. And when he called back, I'm sleep. You know, so I get it. He says that his hours was just all crazy the way he was working. So I get it. I truly understand. When I got to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like, man, look, I ain't got time for no shows. I got to get up. I got to get up too early. Except on Friday,
roll
Saturday.
Your peppermint.
Yeah, they want to put a bounty on Tree Lug. But rumor was that he was down right now. The car was down right now. So now they want to put a bounty on him. Now y'all gonna put a bounty on the man? I said, I ain't heard nothing. I ain't heard that he broke. That's hearsay. That's y'all saying that. I say, but then I tell y'all, don't count Tree Lug out. Don't ever count him out. He done won the cancer awareness race 2 years in a row. And if he was hurt last week, don't mean he's going to be hurt this week.
That's right.
Okay. Put one on Tree Lug, they put one on Ashley Morton. All right, keep playing them cheap if you want to. You got that heat on heels, don't you? Abram put that dog on heat on there, and the knock is knocked out. It was drizzling in the city, and it got warm up here every day.
Yeah.
Man.
I think it's 47 degrees out here.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm at 55 degrees. That's just some of the heat the other way. Back down. Man. It, it's probably, it's liable to be back. You see, it was 80 some degrees all week. Yeah, get right here to Saturday morning. I said, man, I ain't did nothing bad to nobody. I said, but this is the second one in a row with that.
This is Chicago.
Yep. Well, I'm going to make the change.
Gotcha. Yep.
I'm going to get the flag. You know, I, that was already some people. Are you more about the money? It ain't about the money because we ain't getting the kind of money that folks think we that we make it.
Mm-hmm.
When you give up all the money and stuff to make the donations and everything, it ain't what folks think. Trust me,
yep.
It ain't what they think. You know?
And, you didn't trust it.
But when we found out that breast cancer is just one of the biggest cancer that people talk about, you know. And I was telling them earlier, I did not know HIV was a cancer, was cancerous. I learned a lot about that stuff today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That ain't the, oh, no. Oh, you turned it up, you want it on off. You got the heat on.
Wow.
That's what it is. That heat burning your foot up in. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Where you gonna go? Well,
then I got pumped on. Who's that check?
You want to change what?
Now, okay. Getting more people.
Wait a minute, hold on. I need to hold on. Say it again, you want what?
Oh,
so, do you want to go to clothes or do you take a shower?
You
want to take a shower?
Hold up. Turn that sucker down. That's what you got to do.
Okay. Okay.
Let
me take you down by the coffee and get your clothes. I don't want you to walk. Damn, good. Damn. You got somebody that's trying to be there to help you.
There we go.
Then take the fucking help.
Man, I can't see what he's saying.
You make it hard, man. And you know, I've seen this shit before. It's dumb. You got a motherfucker trying to help you. Take the fucking help.
Hold on. Hey, Eddie, give me 1 second, man. I got to make a phone call. If it hang up, I'm going to call you right back. But hold on.
All right.
If I can do this while y'all call.
Yeah.
got is one more game, guys. Hold up. Let's try it again.
Get your phone. Get your phone. Boom. Get your clothes in. I'm waiting on you. Come on.
No, it is that
way. Yeah. Get it out here. Sit that down. Sit your cup down.
Boom.
You can't carry it.
Boom.
You don't do it. Open the door.
All right, y'all. Well, you gotta get that car. This thing still bleeding. Yeah.
They back racing, y'all.
All right.
They back racing.
Let's see.
Damn, did Ryan have any races locked in tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know. Come on. You're forever girl now. Nope. KJ fam. And be careful, baby.
Eddie, what they gonna do with all these migrants coming over here, man?
Man, that's bad business for real, man. That's totally disrespectful. Yeah, that's totally disrespectful, man.
I don't understand.
They had their ancestors and families out here doing stuff for this country and paying taxes, and then they bring people over here to spend up all that money and won't do nothing for the people that's already here.
Yeah, that's a fucked up situation. What about all them people that's sleeping down on Lakeshore Drive and up under the Dan Ryan and shit?
Yeah, on the side of the expressway, Tent City, all that, you know.
Yep.
People stand in abandoned homes. They go put them out. Yeah, that's a lot of money, man.
And shit, it's finna get cold. They got to hurry up and do something now. And they're steady coming over here.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to have about 8 or 9 busloads arriving today or tomorrow, one of the two. Because how can you have these, the migrants, you know, sleeping at the police station and shit? That ain't too cool.
Boy, look like his whole jaw swole up. What are you doing, Lay?
Now, what are you going to do?
Don't knock them boxes down. Get off of that. I can't find no lives right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone, babe.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
I'm going to out.
Wait, babe. I ain't got no lives right now. Let me type in Forever Grudge again. How you getting all that blood on his face?
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Y'all still, sorry about that, man. I was on the phone with John Koza. Man, I don't know if y'all don't, man, everybody know John Koza, man. Koza Performance. They made some bad cars. That real nice Cadillac, that VF41.
Yeah.
Super, super nice, man. New Cadillac. And now, ain't somebody that silver with the turbo and stuff sticking all out the hood, all gutted. No, this sucker is full, just like it came from the factory, but it's fast. I mean, then he also got that white 71 Camaro. Oh, man.
Yeah,
he just got the best of everything on it, man. Man, he got the best. I mean, he got the best of everything on that sucker. And he was invited to run at the No Prep. At No Prep Kings over in Martin, Michigan this weekend. And he said, man,
okay.
I'd have made a commitment. And he said, I turned it down. He said, I'm coming. He said, I was supposed to have been over there. And he said, I'm not coming. He said, don't be surprised, man. You got a couple of more people that are supposed to be at the No Prep Kings race, supposed to be there. I said, man, I sure appreciate it. And so I talked to Jeff McCraven. He was over, Jeff McCraven was on the phone, and Jeff said, man, I'm going to beat you to the track, he said, because he's looking for action. So, and then we got John. John then with their Camaro, and they got three other cars that's coming with them, all of them looking for action. These are new cars, new Camaros, the new Cadillac, his Camaro, and I don't know what that other car is. I don't know if it's the Camaro. Oh, no, that's that Impala S. That's the black one. So, then you got Jeff and his red Impala. So it's going to be on tomorrow. They coming with it, kid.
Okay.
I was getting nervous, but they coming with it now, kid. I was on the phone.
I heard that.
It's on there.
What's up,
yeah. They were knocked out now. So, kid, we racing tomorrow, man. We got some fast boys that going to be there tonight. So I ain't stressing that. I was a little worried because of the weather. A lot of the guys went down south, you know. I ain't worried now because I got Mama D's Kitchen there. I got Savor the Flavor. I got a lot of spectators that said they coming. A lot of the racers said they coming. And now I got John. And John said he got quite a few people coming in. And he said he talked to some guys from No Prep Kings that was supposed to have been over there. they coming. I ain't checked the weather over there. I ain't looking at the weather over there. I ain't worried about nothing else. I put it in God's hand. I left it there, and that's where we're going to leave it.
Yeah, it rained over the other day.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, yep. I ain't hoping nothing bad on nobody. You know, all I'm hoping for is a good, you know, a good race tomorrow. I wish we had a little bit more better weather, but I take what we got, you know. And what we got is still raceable, and we good. Oh yeah, I see that. Oh, my gloves. Dominic say, tell all them fast boys. He say, while that sun is out, we gonna get them. You know, he said, as long as that weather stay where we at. He said, we got a little sun. He said, the sky's supposed to be clear. He said, I'm gonna do my job. Said, all right, that's all I can ask. So, oh God, dog, all the sunflower season turned over in the car. God, hey. Now, man, I'm finna put this old crazy truck. This truck, boy, kid, I ain't joking, man. This truck got a mind of its own, boy. Oh, I wish we had Marlo we can take, but it is what it is.
But we sure was looking for Sam, brother. Yeah, pretty much anybody that was on small tires, we was looking for him, kid. We was going to be looking for him, but it is what it is. You got 10 in it?
Yeah, yeah. You let down up.
I was letting down.
Oh, let it go down. You all the way down? No.
How you doing? Yeah, man.
Yeah, Eddie, we're gonna have a good time, man. Now move up. Just move the truck up, son. Just a hair. All right, fellas, man, Eddie, I appreciate you letting me, man. Come on, do the show. And
yes, sir.
Just a hair. I gotta put this car on the trailer and leave the sucker park right outside the house. All right. We good.
Yep. See you tomorrow, man.
Definitely, man. Appreciate everybody, man. See y'all tomorrow, man. And, man,
yep.
We're going to have a good day, man. Thanks again, Eddie. I go
yes,
live
sir.
As much as possible. All right.
It ain't going down.
All
right,
man.
Sean. All right, y'all. I don't see nothing live no more. Everything I see is, I guess it was recorded earlier. It still say live at the top, but it's just saying that I guess it was recorded live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, we got a hand up. It's late.
Hey, Eddie.
What up, though? What up?
You see where it say live at? Just press
yep.
live. Just press. You see where it's red, right?
Oh, just okay. Yeah. Okay, I just got it. Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's cool, baby.
Just refresh it up. That's all. Update it.
Yeah, man, that's all right. Where these boys from Chicago at? These grud racing. Hey, Duena. I need you to get back. Okay. Looks like I just saw Zay. Sharp, Randy. What's going down?
What's up, Randy?
Killing.
Still on the show?
Yep. The show still on. TikTok. There go one. I need to call Marv and get a report. Vandella and TikTok for the run. Got the final four coming down, they say. Oh, Cowboy. TikTok going against Vendetta. Grandson going against the truck. Where you been hiding that, baby? Where you been hiding, man?
I've been under the weather, man.
Yeah.
Been under the weather a bit.
Yeah, I feel you. I hope everything get better for you, man, and me too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, man. You got to try to keep your head up, brother.
Yeah.
This girl that stole somebody candy was. She ate it all up, too. They going to be mad. It looked like somebody special candy bar. And she got rid of the evidence. So let me throw this away.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing, homie? Where you at, man? I thought you was outside with it. Where you at? Where you at?
Ooh-wee. Waiting on the final four, y'all.
No, they ain't came up yet.
Yeah. That old orange boo got down, that boy. Damn. He made most of that trip on two wheels. Yep, it didn't look too good. Maybe they could bring up the final four now. People.
That's just showing. Might be more people than that on here.
Yeah. Well, they're dragging the track.
Yeah, you gotta drag that joint. Big car coming out there now.
Yeah. They're dragging the track, so they're probably gonna bring the final four up there. I'm trying to hang in here this time, because every time I turn away from it, then I miss it.
Just hold on.
One
thing about him, he got to be really, somebody have to wreck or something like that for him to go off.
Yeah.
He ain't leaving off the track prepping or none of that. When they had that big race down in Houston, that man right there stayed up for a day, man. They stopped racing. They stopped racing about 6 or 7 o'clock that morning, man. I went to sleep and got back up. You motherfucker, he still was on live. I said, damn.
Yeah, damn.
Fucking song was up.
About 10 seconds, the board will be down.
We can stand on to 11.
Yeah.
You ain't got a lot of people on?
Yeah, it looked like quite a few on still. Some that hung up. There's still some people that got their mics open. Yeah, hold on, y'all. This music loud. Oh, sound like we got somebody sleeping.
Motherfucker, that brings cow home, the sheep or something. Bring somebody home.
Girl, I want you to know I gave you money and every little thing that I need. I give you my world, cause you was my girl, and you still walked out on me. Might be on once you get through with this track.
It's gonna be on like pop song. You gotta worry about it.
Yeah, man. They're trying to get that motherfucker right.
That motherfucker definitely need the hood scoop cover on him. That motherfucker need a CPAP thing. That's the one he
You hear that shit, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What y'all think y'all need to do to this fucking track?
The
That motherfucker look like glass to the motherfucker. I guess they gonna spread. I think they done drug it. I guess they gonna spread again.
I mean, they drug the shit out of it. Well, that might be it. No, hell no. Here this motherfucker come back again.
Thank you.
Boy. You catch a motherfucker like that, he had all laid back and he all just out of it. And you walk past that motherfucker and slap the shit out of him and step around, he'll think he drained somebody's slap. He'll never see you. He'll wake up, look around, then just go back to sleep. You can tell that motherfucker there got a head shaped like a bullet. Oh, he must have woke up. Be careful, baby. Don't be talking about people, man. Woke up.
Baby,
must have woke up.
baby laughing just like you.
Yeah, ain't nobody got nobody race yet.
Yeah, they were prepping the track.
Last four
waiting for them to get through prepping. What'd you say, baby? Go ahead.
No, the last four cars, but they asked the last four cars the shootout, but shit, they prepping the track. And
I ain't never seen nobody prep track that goddamn long, baby.
No, well, I think it's kind of chilly out there. I guess they want to make sure everybody hook up and go down safe.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Jump down the fences.
Uh-oh. This must be our Vaughn. Hey, he's supposed to be racing that truck. Let's see what he's going to do, y'all. Grandson. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Your Vaughn name today. Vaughn's here. Yeah, everybody must be quiet. I'm trying to see the brakes, ain't you?
All right, man. Come on. Don't let that truck get away. The truck must have been doing his business, though. He's still in there. Damn, he, man, hit on Vaughn.
What?
Gap.
Vaughn got gap, man.
Man, I don't know if he blowed the tires. He looked like that's what had to happen. But he didn't get down there. Oh, wee.
Not a good sign.
They call it pick up Big Ten.
So you gotta be able to pick up Big Ten, pick up that ten.
Mm-hmm. Now Bandana and TikTok for them to go down. Yeah, Vaughn knocked ties off. He had to knock them off big time too. Vaughn don't miss on that setup too much. They go bandana over there in the left lane. Tick tock in the right lane. Tick tock and you don't stop, man. Vendetta got looked like got back around them, they said.
Yep, get around.
It looked like it started getting loose, huh?
So Vendetta got back around.
Vendetta for the win. Yeah. So it's going to be that pickup truck and Vendetta.
Get around him, buddy.
Yeah, that's going to probably be your old TikTok look like you might have got a little loose down there. Yeah, man, Brother D.
All right. I ain't seen that car in a long time.
Oh, she almost bagged back into that car.
Let me get back over here.
That she ain't got no clothes on. She ain't
got nothing
but a hawk. I swear. Yeah. Okay, so you got Big Jesse waiting on Dirty Diane.
She and my husband look like they're married. Huh?
No, look at, I guess Street King said 9:59. They supposed to be in the stage and they in the team. He don't see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this, Juice?
Which one?
The color.
Was a punk out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's orange, what, that's Nova on the other lane?
I can't see.
Ooh, we spraying some shit up in there.
I think that's Kenny Hubbard there. All they cars orange. They got orange Malibu, orange Nova.
Yeah. You say all they cars all orange? They-
yeah. It's
okay, that orange Malibu boy, that's just straight up and I have to track. That shit, that note wasn't fucking around either.
That shit can't perform, man. And when that Joe got you down, they know it. When the rabbit, when they're fun, they say the rabbit got the gun.
I wonder why they be playing that country ass music that only what you call all the time. Somebody want to hear that shit.
You have a head church. You don't want to hear.
No, they be playing, you know how they go on intermission for the cars and then they DJ be in the tower playing all that old music and all that old
music. Loud ass shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
That's how they lives and stuff be stopping. You know, I want to rights to the music and then Facebook or stop your lives and stall all that stuff. And you don't tell them you don't own the rights to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's too loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You got the tractor back out there again?
They got all the top. They got tickle fins. They got, KJ, they got Trevor Grudge, and they got somebody else. They got another white boy there. Oh, damn, I forgot his name. Them cars bring a lot of people out. It's a lot of people there. They made them a bankroll.
Mm-hmm.
$30,000 race.
You make a bankroll choice. I thought it was 50. It might have seen it was 50. Yeah, it's a nifty.
Mm-hmm.
Man, every time I see a big dude with a beard, I think Double D. Did
yeah.
Out there?
I don't know. I seen him.
Yeah, he does a race in WD, might be there.
I seen him there yesterday.
He don't
I ain't know if he broke his car or not. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I ain't see his car. Gates open at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
And they need to open earlier than that in case it rains. They need to open at 7 in the morning. They need to stop. They need to try it.
Yeah,
I think I'm supposed to be at 8 in the morning. I should have dropped down there.
Ooh-wee. That old color can get it.
Yeah, that's juice.
Yeah. Yeah, he can get it.
who pulls the one with the mod? Is that Ryan pulls the one with them Carol, what's the name of that car?
What car?
Camaro.
You say somebody Camaro?
Yeah, Whitney Camaro. What's name?
What's the name of that Camaro? Predator.
Yeah, you call it my Predator Mall.
Oh yeah.
Who got Predator Mall? Sergeant Roy?
Yeah, Ryan got him tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he had Jesse James tonight.
Predator.
Whipped the shit out of Jesse James.
You got to pay him punk out tonight.
Somebody said Jesse James looked it good. Didn't the fuck?
And that song looked good to them all earlier, too. He made a hit with that song done earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good race. Shit.
Well, it was 14 minutes ago, Pat Cowan. And Orange Cutlass win.
That was a
Cutlass win the truck.
That was two moves.
No, he talking about earlier. He talking about earlier.
Yeah, that was 14 minutes ago. I said, I see the Orange Cutlass win. I did the truck win. I was over looking at Donald Trump line.
Yeah, you can go to Forever Grudge or KJ Films and watch all of it. You can watch it live.
Yeah,
go.
Man, this might be a grudge race right here. He said something about the 15 boys and hobo. This might be a grudge race here. Hey, Dwayne, let me get a swallow of my protein. Let me get a swallow of my protein drink. Then I can turn that light off. Leah must have been in here. She been drinking my protein. I'm a choker.
Yeah, that's Barry Bobo. That's Barry Bobo. Yeah, Barry Bobo can rap.
This got to be a grudge race because they were taking too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Barry Bobo. Barry Bobo can hunt.
Yeah. Another one over there say said something about some kind of 15.
Barry Bobo do what the fuck he want to do.
I see.
Barry Bobo do what he
want to
do.
Yeah, Barry Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did he cut it off? This thing got neck bones, all kinds of shit coming out of the car. Ooh, wee! Ooh, wee! That motherfucker cut about it, boy. It was not bullshitting.
He got neck bones coming out the car.
Did he wreck?
No.
They sure rushing down there. Looked like he had got out of it and it was going straight.
I thought he did.
He went up in there, he got out of it, then he got back in, and then looked like he got out of the side coaster.
Who are you talking about? The orange color?
No, that flying ass Mustang, Bobo.
Oh, yeah. Grandson had a battle run for his first ride at 35. Yeah, he said that. What did you say was featured? That's how it started.
They had neck bones in the carburetor. That motherfucker swung up out of there, man, in the air. Come down, popped it again, then he got out of it.
I know we're going to put some neck bones in there in a minute.
I know that's right.
I ate and laid down now my stomach test, but my real touch in my day.
It looked like they went halfway down the track for nothing. They walking back now.
I know you had to get out the car once the car popped.
Yeah. Number 15. What time is it? Shit. 10:44.
It's all crazy, man. I say he had two Chicago Bears tickets on the front seat, and someone smashed my one and left four more.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I saw that the other day when he posted.
I wish I could have got them tickets, goddammit.
Well,
me and the Bears, we ready now, goddammit. We finna make a... We finna make a run for the Super Bowl now.
We got boy about y'all got about 13 more games. So I can make.
No, you got to do. You know what he said? That's true. He said he gonna make a run to the Super Bowl. He
right.
We got a show right. They gonna run to their seats and sit out like everybody else did with the game style. They gonna run to the Super Bowl. They run all the way to it.
Yeah.
Just gotta go bad. I'm trying to wait big egg and go there in the kitchen come out because I ain't cooking the love of myself. I don't know about how to cook me some of it. You know what I mean? I hear somebody in the kitchen trying to wait big come out.
He says it's cold as hell. He says,
he's
mad cold as hell. Yeah, he's from Texas.
He's from Texas, so shit. It's 50. If he gets 50 or 60 degrees, yeah, he's cold.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray was, Sugar Ray was that nigga, boy. Ooh, yeah, man. He was that nigga, boy. He must come back and get to that. Man, they ain't started back to racing yet.
Nah, they ain't started back yet.
Yeah, somebody put on the page. Somebody put on the page. I think I'm the nicest, rudest, most caring, nonchalant. I don't give a F in person you ever meet. Lord, have mercy. Tim put it up there.
He don't know if he want to be nice. He don't know if he want to be rude.
He don't know what he want to be doing.
No, he don't know if he coming or going. I just took the tow truck driver last night on 5th last night.
I got to get me some energy, church. Peanut butter, here I come.
Uh-oh.
Man, Big Eddie. When you swallow that peanut butter, like it's like you ever notice how what a man name was when Polly Purebred, what was her name? Just give me spinach, Popeye the
sister. Popeye.
But my peanut butter is like spinach, man.
Yeah, man.
Buddy, what you eat, Skippy or Jif? I like that Skippy. I think that's the name of it.
Smooth with the nuts in it.
The butter and jelly sounds and be straight.
Church, I couldn't believe you weren't on today. I was on by 5 minutes. Did you hear Bald Head? Your Bald Head when you told him that Kenny Hubbard told him Lil Will was a good guy.
Yeah.
Can't help that guy.
Lil Will got mad at
phone up.
Yeah, hold on.
So you can't help that guy.
Something wrong with dude from Todd.
Mm-hmm. Well, it took a minute. So, I'm going to hang out together. So, but you can't help that guy. But you know what'll make your tuna say that? It's when you know more than he know, but you're paying him.
Right.
When you have asked yourself, what you paying him for when you know more than he know? It don't make drunk sense, do it. It don't do me no good at all to call Big Ed over here to tune Lowrider. But everything he do, I'm telling everything he look at, touch, or whatever, I'm telling him that this is that and that is this. Well, if you're going to tell me I do it, you might as well just do it. Save you some money and save my time.
Left lane for the win.
You know what though, Brother D? I see why them guys don't want look all down the cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
People just like that, you know.
Because the ones that don't know nothing think they know too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Because I find no reason at all for you to call me to ask me to do it if you're going to tell me how to do it. Why you just didn't do it?
Right, why you ain't do it yourself?
Exactly.
All right.
So what's the purpose of you calling me to do something? And you going to tell me how to do it?
Then on top of it, you're paying
me. And you're paying me. That's the dumbest of dumb right there. You're paying me to do a job, but you're constantly telling me how to do it.
Godly.
As my grandfather said, that's a dog that won't hunt. Man, I'm going to set my heat on. This has got nifty out here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't know I was in the field under the comfort, so I wasn't feeling this. I jumped up under the comfort to come to the bathroom. Then, wait a minute. It's nifty in here. Make my little gas get up a little bit, but that's what I got to pay for. That's what I pay for it. Because I'm finna turn this heat on, Jack. As commentators say, turn this heat on, Jack. What you doing, Jack? Hey, Jack.
Heat on, Jack. You did.
Yeah, commentators have me hurt him. I said, hey, Jack. You know what it is, Jack. And that man would grab me in my collar, force me back to my car, take my keys, open my car up, make me go and get, no, make me stand to the side. Then he go in my armrest, get him a roll of sweet talks. By taking me and robbing me, they will actually rob me for some sweet talks. That kind of tape was a fool, boy. That car was a straight up fool. Hey, Jack, you know where it is, Jack. This man robbed me for food talks.
Ain't he gonna come home?
I hope so. I don't know, but I sure hope so.
He'll be kind of short.
Man, he's been gone way too long.
Yeah.
I don't even know how much time he had. He had to give him so much. They've been gone over 25 years already. This night, this 2023. And them boys left in the 90s.
Yeah. I was a scouty.
Yeah, them boys been gone a long time.
They went 89, 90?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. They left in the early 90s because I bought that LeSabre in 89, and they left a year or two after I bought that car.
That's
when they left. You know, they bought that car, so it had to be like 90, 91, something like that, and them boys left the streets.
I got a high school like in
95,
and
when they were going in. Yeah, they were going in. So they went in, let them out for a couple weeks, and then carried them back home. They had some people down south, so they carried them back to college. They've been trying to let Neef out. Now, Neef, they've been on the corner. There could be some racing the next day.
Ooh, wait. Next day is going to be some racing.
Mm-hmm. Come, get out. Red man, get out. He's going to wake him up. He's going to wake the streets up. Back to our bubble. You see what we're beginning?
Yeah.
Backyard Bobo. Backyard Bobo.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago.
What up, D?
B.
No.
There we go.
Right, did you see that one?
There you go.
The backyard Bobo must be buried Bobo. Trying to go somewhere.
Yeah,
backyard
yeah.
Bobo.
Yes, sir.
What up, D?
Hey, bro, D.
Huh? So what's that?
Me phone must be acting up.
I know I heard that last twice.
Hey,
D.
Yeah.
What up, baby?
What's going on, how you feel?
Man, I'm all right.
That nigga left loaded. That nigga left. It went straight up in there and blow some up.
Indeed, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
Carl.
Who that? I heard somebody holler Carl.
Leroy.
Yeah, I know that. I done called you 15 times, man. You didn't answer. I called you yesterday.
You called me no damn 15 times.
I called you yesterday. I'm going to take a screenshot. I sent the phone to you. I told him, I said, man, that man will never answer the phone, man. I'm going to wait till he calls, man.
Oh, man.
I was right down the highway yesterday. I said, we call him a bus. You
man, I probably had the phone sitting down and about a million calls flooded it and push your phone number through or something.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I wake up every morning. As long as I can wake up, I'm good. Everything else is down here from there. Yeah.
Goddamn, not down
big
here.
That big ass sister of mine's back. But she's back in Vegas.
Nah, she ain't back yet. She in Arizona.
Last night,
yeah,
she in it. I'm going to come back, too. We're going to go eat. I'm about to eat.
Man, she be on a goddamn go for real.
Man, I talk with It's funny you on, because I just talked to Jimmy, one of the girls, used to sing with mama yesterday, and she asked me, I talked to her every now and then, she comes in, I said, I ain't seen this joke in a couple of years. She just asked me about it.
Yeah, she's supposed to be here sometime this month.
Sometime this month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, later on this month.
Hit me up as soon as they get it here.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, I laid it up on the, I just said in the beginning. I laid it up on this cuff. I didn't get up. But it's cold up here. You got to put some heat on around this joint. You know you're cold,
man.
When you play in the hot water just to warm up. You know you didn't get cold.
Man, I was at my son's football game, so you know I call hell today.
Ooh, good God almighty. Yeah, I know you did.
Then it started raining.
I'll tell you, man. Started raining, yeah. I don't know if I'm ready for this one or not. I mean, you can't do anything about it. But accept it, but I don't know if I'm mentally ready right now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Shit, they played Proviso East, beat the shit out of them po' boys.
They did it?
Yeah.
That's a good win, isn't it?
30-6. Well, no, Proviso East got a bad, they teams ain't shit.
Mm-hmm. See, team ain't nothing.
Nope. You'd have thought they changed with them being all niggas. You'd have thought they'd have been rough on them motherfucking white boys. And...
they ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
God,
basketball probably, they always do better with basketball.
I got a little friend of mine. I've been telling him the same thing. His mom, she want to move to the suburbs out of Naperville, but she keep hollering about her son going to do better here in the city with the football. Yeah, she think he got a better chance here with football than you do out there. I'm like, that ain't always true neither. Just because he's running a lot of blacks don't mean he's going to be better, if the team going to be better.
Well, he got a better chance of getting the fuck shot out of him in the city than he do in Naperville.
He do out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, she a dumb motherfucker. She a dumb motherfucker. My son played for Naperville Central. He played football for Naperville Central. And and Jaden Reed that played with Green Bay. He played with my son.
He played with him?
Now he played with Green. Yeah. They were on the same team. Mm-hmm. Now he played for Green Bay. Number 11, Jaden Reed.
Yeah, that's Ebony's song.
I keep trying to tell her, and it ain't what you think it is. You know, you looking at just the color, but that ain't meaning nothing about it being black and white. That don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She got locked in her mind that he got a better chance because he's around black. I'm like, that don't mean nothing, ever.
Mm-hmm. Even if I'm wrong, I'm gonna keep man after her. If they bring their funky ass to the neighborhood, they're gonna have to come from. It's a 45 to an hour hike to the city from the suburbs. So that's what they're gonna have to do. That's their job.
And you got the right idea. Definitely got the right idea. I be telling them the same thing. Get as far as you can away from the city. Well, especially while they're young.
Look at you. Mind up with all the bullshit. Huh?
How you coming with your car?
We coming all right. Any bullshit with the money.
Oh, that's big edit for you.
Yeah, I got to dump it on his ass.
Yeah,
we coming.
You got to pass the buck to somebody. That's my way of passing on here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all never guess who I got a chance to holler a couple weeks ago. Remember Big Charles? Used to be with Vernon, Booby Brother.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
First and 15.
Man, I got to tell the holly Big Charles a couple weeks ago.
Is he walking with a cane?
No, I just had him on the phone. I ain't seen him in person. I used to look him up.
Business.
When his outdate was. I ain't looked at him in a while. I think last time I looked, I think his outdate was 28.
Mm-hmm. I think he out.
Sure. Yeah, I think he got out. But I think his update was 28, but I think he got out. But he didn't say.
Yeah,
he
out.
You know, he didn't say. I just talked to him through Boomer. He didn't say what he's out. No, I said, I ain't out.
Because he opened up a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
I ain't seen his ugly ass. But his famous words was, "I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you don't
know
see him no more.
He go another way.
We used to call him the 20-minute man.
Yeah. If you was down with him, you can get the shirt off his back. Once you get your hands.
Yeah, you can get that. You can get that 20-minute lie too.
But if you count on some time, man, if he tell you 20 minutes, you might want to go and leave the country. Because he is not coming. I'm pulling up on you right now. And be going to be going the other way at the same time.
I told him you was a lying motherfucker, you.
Yeah, there was a detail. Him and Time never did sit us together.
Let's talk about it.
Y'all need some help.
Oh, man. Hey, baby.
Go ahead.
So you do know Jaden?
Yeah, that's Ebony's son. I've been knowing him ever since he was a kid.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
What happened? What is Daddy had got killed?
I don't know. I never asked him. I never asked him about his daddy.
You know. Matter of fact, when he was at the school.
I used to mess with one of Ebony's girlfriends. You know, they grew up on Ebony grew up on Division and Lambie down there. I've been knowing her a long time.
Well,
I remember the boy was born. She's walking around pregnant with that little boy.
Yeah, well, that little motherfucker, he damn sure at Green Bay now, number 11 like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I've been with the Michigan State. I've been watching when he was in Michigan State.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, when you get
you
a chance,
number 11,
right?
Look. You said number 11.
Number 11. My son, he's out there kicking the ass too. Jaden was a receiver, and my son was on defense and all that shit. And you can pull up his highlights from Naperville, and you'll see him kicking it. My son kicking the ass like a motherfucker.
Your oldest,
yep.
Right?
No, my oldest. No, that motherfucker 33.
No,
he coaching now, but.